shagra or machta tanura. She had the shovel of the oven in her hand, and she was mixing around the coals. She was playing with the fire. The anachta agabe de karya, and some coals fell on her feet, on her foot, and pushing me, she got scared. And when she got scared, that's when Malchus Mavet was able to take her away. Is kotcha, it like burnt her foot a little bit. The yisra mazlei, and she had a bad mazel. The asisei, that's how the Malchus Mavet, the shliach, was able to take her away. You know, Chaim talks about this, that among the worst thing to be is to be scared. Person is scared, stam to be the shrokin, that's the worst thing. Here the person, the maestro, she got the shrokin, she got scared. The coal fell on her foot, and she got scared. When a person gets to the matzah of being scared, that's called isra mazla, your mazel is bad, and the mazel will take you away. Even though Zinyan of Pachar Adin, like our Rosh Hashanah, is supposed to have Pachar, be a fear of Hashem, but doesn't mean just to be fear, to be the shrokin, to be scared. To be scared is the worst thing. There it means Pachar, you have to have Yiras Hashem, that's something else. But just to be afraid of something, that's called Yisra Mazla, and that's the Sakkar of the Malchus Mavet could take you away. So now Rabbeinu, before wasn't the Rabbeinu. It was time the Gemara, the Malach was asking, how did he have a right to do it? Now the Gemara says, Omalei Rabbeinu Rabbaya. Isnachu Rishusul Neved Hochi. So now he asked the Kasha to the Malach Mavet, his friend, do you have permission to do such a thing like this? That you took away somebody before her time? Omalei, so Malach Mavet answered back, for like Siv, doesn't the Pasuk say, for Yesh Nesma Blei Mishpat? There's a pasuk like that. That's this pasuk in Mishlei. For yesh nisva b'lei mishpat. Sometimes somebody's taken away without judgment. So there is such a midah like that. Right. Exactly why and where that the Eibush has its cheshbon is why. But there's such a mishpat that sometimes the Malchus Mavet could take you away before your zman, even without a chet, that you deserved it. Omalei yisbak ayvok said, the pasuk says, dor herlech, the dor bo, that the whole dor goes and the whole dor comes. So Mashmi, you can't take it away before it's time. So Amma, they said, Darinalu Ano, I wait with her, Adamalalu Ladora, until the whole door is taken away. For Hoda Mashlaminalai Ladoima. And then I give him over to Daima, that's the Malach Amavis, other Malach, that's Daima. So Rashi says, Duranalu Ano, any Maisuan Lashemer Hamesim, Sheshmai Daima. I don't give them over right away to the Malach called Daima that takes care of the Mason. Elam is galgalin imi v'shotin boilam. That if somebody is taken away before his time, before the door is finished, they chreis, they're shotin boilam, they're running around in the world. Achi ismalu shenosev v'kari door. That's called the door. Like Eslam, they're not given over, they're not finished completely, they're not given over to doom Daima, to this Malach Hamavis, until the whole door is taken away. But at Kol Ponim, he took her away from this world. Maybe she doesn't go to the Malach Hamavis yet, wherever she is in between. But at Kol Ponim, he took her away before her time. What do you do with these extra years? Omar, he said, if there's a big time of the Chochem that deserves to have a longer life, we give him a few extra years. As the years that were taken away from her, we'll give to somebody else. Trashi demagad b'milei, mavar ami doisav. You have a Talmud Chochem that had this midi was mavar ami doisav. He didn't take things through when somebody ranked him out and said something bad to him. He didn't take it to heart. He overlooked it. By looking over the bad the people do to you, b'schuzeh, they gave him extra years to live. Ve'ev chalufei. And he took it instead. He made a switch. Right. Rabbi Yochanan kimata laikro. When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, Bachi started to cry. Pasuk says in Eiv, that siseini boy levaloi chinam. Oh, yeah, that he did something good and he wants to swallow me up for nothing. Is ever chirabai masisin loy? The nisois takon yeshloy. An ever that the master himself wants to swallow him up to make a bid for him. Is there any hope for him? Like again, to the rishayim, that's what Hashem does. So he started to cry, and there's not too much hope for them. Rabbi Yochanan. All right, a turnover. Rabbi Yochanan kimot al haikro.
When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, Bochy started to cry. Pasuk says, "Hein b'kadoshav lo yamin." So he didn't have trust in the nikadoshim, in the tzaddikim. If b'kadoshav lo yamin, but my yamin, if he doesn't trust in the nikadoshim, the tzaddikim, who then will he have trust in? Yom Echad, one day, had the ka'azlo b'yuchay. Rabbi Yochanan was walking in the street. Chazayin who gavri saw a person. He was picking off a tane, was picking off dates. Shofak hanich de motoy. He put down the ones that he had. For shokal hanich, he took other ones. The loy motoy, they weren't right. He's Rashi de motoy nisbashlu. He was pulling down dates, so he left over hanich de motoy. He left over the ones that were ripe. For shokal hanich le matoy, he took the ones that were not ripe. That's what this person was doing. He was picking off the dates that are not ripe. Omelet, he said back to him, Lav Hani Malin Tfelek, how come you're doing this? Why don't you take the ripe dates already? The other ones are more ripe, are better. Omelet, Hani Li'urcha Binan Lu. The other ones I need for, Hani Li'urcha Binan Lu. Hani Natrim, Hani Le'natrim. Now, I need this to take on the journey, so I'm not going to eat it right now. I want it to stay. So, if they're not ripe yet, it'll take a while till they get ripe, so they'll stay on the road. They won't get ruined. But if I pull off now the fresh ones that are ripe already, they won't stay too long. I won't be able to use it later on the road. They don't run away yet. It takes a while till it gets ripe. So I'm picking off the ones that are not ripe. So Omri said, in other words, sometimes Hashem kills the tzaddikim when they're young in order they should not rot. In other words, they should not do averus later. So that's why he takes the tzaddik away early, so he should not have averus later on in life. So then the Gemara says, Aini, it's not like that. Vohu Talmidah, there was one Talmud, Teve Bishvivavu Say the Rabbi Alexandria. He was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandria. Vishachiv Adazutr. And he died when he was very young. The Yomar Rabbi Alexandria said on him, Iboyi Hai Mirabonin Heve Chai. Like if this young Talmud Chacham wanted to live, he could have lived. In other words, he died now because of his own averus. He should have done tshuva. So the question is, v'yemis, if you hold like you just got finished saying, that hein b'kadosh shel yamin means, sometimes Hashem takes away a tzaddik when he's young, even without averus. So dilma mehen b'kadosh shel yamin heavy. Maybe this was a young Talmud Chacham without averus. He couldn't have helped it. Because Hashem took him away now, in order he should not do averus later on. So the Gemara answers no. Who mavit rabbeisav heavy? This kid, we knew this the thing. He like rebelled against his rebbe. So therefore, we knew it was because of this avera that he died. And that's what he said. If he would have done tshuva and not do this avera, he would have lived. But we know clearly was not a good Talmud. He was mavit. He argued. He yelled back at his rebbe. So that's why he died early. Then the Gemara says, "Vaita." Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahaykra. When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk in Malachi, Bochi, he started to cry. That the pasuk says, "V'karavti aleichem la'mishpat, for hoyisi aid mimaher b'amechashvim uva'mnoafim uva'nishboyim la'shokir uva'oishkei schar sochir." That the pasuk says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take us to judgment." And he'll bring an aid, he'll be a witness to all the bad things that we did. That we did Mekishev, and we did Iznus, and we swore false, and we didn't pay back our schar to the workmen we had. All these things Hashem will come to say Edus. So it's said like this, Eved, Sherabah, Mekarbah, Ledoinoi. An Eved, like a Jew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the judgment. Or Memaya, Lohidu. And Hashem right away brings witnesses all the bad that he did. Takona Yeshta, do we have any hope? And Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Oy lonu, oy vei to us, she shokal oleinu akosiv, kalois kachamuris. And Kodesh Baruch Hu here in the same posik brings the small averus like the big averus. Like Rashi says in the same posik, he says the averum that we held back the schar to pay for our workers, we didn't pay them right away. In the same posik, it says the averum we had znus, menafim, or we had kishuf. So the big averus and the small averus are put together. There they did, the small avera of holding back the pay for your workmen to the same type of an avera of living with having a znus. So that's called kalos kachamuras. Omer Rashlokish, kol hamata dino shoger.
if somebody is mata dina means doesn't give him the right judgment, is kilomata dina shemala. It's like he's not doing the right judgment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem Reposik says, umata ger umata ksiv.
As if to say to me, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, you're like pushing me away. Right, and the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Koloise Dovar Umischarit Boy, someone that doesn't have Aveira, and he feels bad about it, he has Charot, he feels bad that he did it, is Moichlin Loi Miyad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichlin if he gives him for the Aveira that he did. Shinema, because the end of this Pasuk says, V'loi Yirei Uni Omer Hashem Tzvokos. And the Pasuk says, because you did not have Yir, you did not fear me. So Gemara makes a Diyak, Yiruni Moichlin Lehem Miyad. But if you would have year where you would have been afraid of Hashem and have Charot to feel good that you did it, then Hashem would be Meichel you right away. But the Yechonon kimat alai kroa bochum. The Yechonon got this post to start to cry. It says, ki has kol maisi l'kim yod b'vishvat. Any little action that we did, Hashem brings to judgment. I'll call Nelan anything that's hidden from us. That means Eved, Shiraboy, Shokoloi, Shkogas Kizdoinus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges us, Shkogas, things that we forgot, Nelam, is Kizdoinus, like we really meant to do it. Is Takona Yeshta, do we have any hope? Gemara says, now, Maya called Nelam. What does it mean, anything that's hidden from us? What's called Nelam? So, Amarav, Zeha Hori Kino, Tethnecha Veroi. If you killed an insect, a kino, a lice, in front of your friend, Venimasbo, and you made it miss, it wasn't nice. By you killing the lice in front of your friend, you made your friend understand it was disgusting in the eyes of your friend. Like you hurt your friend, you made your friend not feel good. Such a thing, you did not realize it. But for that, you get an aver, you get a punishment for that. So Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, if somebody spits in front of his friend, not at his friend, just in front of his friend, you do something that bothers your friend. Venimas, and the friend is disgusting. Says also called something yelling, you don't realize you're doing it, but the meister you get punished for it. Why do you mean it's good or it's bad? Rabbi Yanai says like this, like sometimes even things that's good is also bad. What does that mean? Somebody wants to do something good, he wants to give stokka, but you know how he gives it? He gives it befehesia openly. It's not so nice. You embarrass the yoni. Sometimes even the good that you do, Hashem also brings the judgment. What does that mean? If he gives stokah to a noni openly, he saw a person give a dollar to a poor person openly, publicly. His omelay said back to this person, you're better off if you didn't give it to him. Now that you gave it to him, look at Safti and you embarrassed him. Like it's not nice what you did, you embarrassed him, Rabbi. Today you have Shelo Amri. Somebody goes to a lady and gives the lady stock of a seis, that's also not nice. You bring the Decha Shad, people think, if you're coming to have nus with her, there'll be a Shad involved. So that's not nice. Rabbi says, Zeha Meshagra Lishtoi, Bosa Shayna Machutach, Piave Shabosis. Somebody sends meat to his wife that's not cut up on Ere Shabosis. Rashi says, Shayna Machutach means Shayna Manukar, Menachelu, Menagidim, Asurim. If you send your wife home a piece of meat that you didn't take out the Chelov yet, you didn't take out like the Gidim, that are Rosat eat, and you get to Ere Shabosis, so your wife is busy now, you first send her the meat on Erev Shabbos, she has to first make it edible for Shabbos. So she's not going to start thinking in to see if all the gidim and the chelub was taken out. So you meant to do something nice to send your wife meat, but it's an avera, because you know she'll be machshu, she's not going to take out the chelub and the gidim. I, Rava, did send his wife meat. The Morishani Bas Rav Chizda, the Koyim La Begavei, the Bekiya. His Rav's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizda, and Rav knew that his wife was the Bekiya, she knew clearly to look at the meat
if the chelav was there, if the gidim, if the veins are there or not. So his wife, he wasn't afraid. Like, she knows clearly how to be menaker, she was allowed to do it. But somebody else has to be careful not to send meat that's not completely kosher yet to his wife, on Erev Shabbos. Reb Yechanon ki avimote lahaikrua bochi. When Reb Yechanon got to this place and started to cry, v'hoyo ki simtsenu oisoi rois rabbis v'tzoris. They'll happen, they'll come to you, a lot of pain, sorrows will happen to you. That means evet shirabai mamtsilei rois v'tzoris takoni eshloi. Whenever the Jew that Hashem sometimes gives back pains and punishments, is there any help for you? For the more my royis for tzoris, what does it mean bid and then tzoris, another time bid? Or marav royis shenasei tzoris, zulazu. That means bid that becomes tzoris one to another.
Right, they'll be harmful one to another. What does that mean? There'll be tzoris that was there, going ziburoi v'yakrivo. Like he got a bite from a scorpion, and he got a bite from a wasp. And Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Zeha mamsi loy moyes liyoni v'shav dochkoi. If somebody gives money, gives tzedakah to a poor person, but v'shav dochkoi means when he's mamish, when he's in a big distress, he has to buy the food. So since he's in a big distress right now, he can't afford to get a good buy. He has to buy whatever he can get. It's like he's wasting his money, more or less. So that's not such a good thing. So Rashi says, this goes back to Gemara before, that sometimes you mean to do good, and it comes out you're doing bad. Like you give the onyx duck at the time when he's very in a big distress, but a little bit too late then, he can't use the money out the right way. And now my Rav said, Hagel the Yamri Inchi, this is what people say, Zuzel la lilo, la shchicha letliso shchich. Because for buying things with a zuz, you won't find it. Of a letliso shchich, to hang it up, to have a basket hanging up food, that will be found. So it means the same thing, when it's in distress and hard to buy, then you can't buy good food. But when it's not in distress, when you can have take your time to buy good food, then you'll be able to get your best, your money's worth. Lula l'shchicha l'tlisa shchicha. Shash l'lula liknois atzvua l'tlisa l'hefse libud kach shemati l'nira liknois b'shas atchak mozen shutoyla b'saloi. It's hard to find money b'shas atchak when you need something. It's hard to find a good price. You're forced to buy whatever you have. You can't look around for a good price. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Afhei Yom Aleph from the bottom Gemara. Okay, in the last slap we ended off yesterday was just that Omer Rova, Heinel de Yamri Inshi, this is what people say, Zuzza Lilola Loshchichi, or Zuz to find, to buy something good, you don't find it, but at least Loshchichiach. To hang it up means to lose it, it's easy. But that's what we said before, that when you give an army money, when his mom is desperate, so then it's too late, like he's not going to get a good buy, the first thing he finds will have to buy. So to lose the money, to get a bad buy, that's easy. But to get a good buy on something, that's not so easy. You have to have money in advance and take it slow. Right, the pasuk says, V'chora api voy bayoy mahu. Hashem is going to get angry at Klal Yisrael. V'yazavtim halivos v'estarti ponay mehem. He'll hold, he'll close his eyes from us. He'll hide himself from us. Here's Omar Rav Bradlo Bartev Yumi. Omar Rav, that kol she'eno v'hest upon him. Whoever is not the Klal at this Klolo, that Hashem says he's going to be hest upon him, is eno mehem, he's not from Klal Yisrael. In other words, Hashem is hest now, after the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, to the hest upon him from everybody in Klal Yisrael. And call Shayna Babahoyo Lechol.